Pasek Parshas Achrei says Hashoichen Itam V'Toichtu Moisam, that Hashem dwells with Klal Yisrael, even in their impurity, even in their tumah. Or Beperish Rashi, and Rashi says that even though that their tumah, the Shechina is with them. The Chayre is a little schwer because there are many things that we know in Chazal that if you do something wrong in certain ways, it's doicha ragli Ashchina. It pushes the Shechina away. And the answer is, the main thing over here, in order for Hashem to dwell within us, even if b'teichtu maysam, if we would have not yet gotten out of our impurities, is that we need to know and be honest with ourselves. The truth. The truth. If you look at the word tumaysam, without the vav, the way it's the ksiv of it, tumaysam, the middle of it, b'teich, is emes, is the truth. The Ikka point, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, is the way it was expressed in Yirmiyah Perek Beis, that it says, Hineni nishbat oisach al omreich leichatasi. I am going to judge you on the fact that you said leichatasi, I didn't sin. Hashem is upset about the sin, of course, but he's more upset on the fact that you are saying, I did not sin, when you have a sin. When you're maida ala emes, when you know you have a flaw, you know you're doing something wrong, and you know you need to work on it, and you have an emes on that, and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to work on this. I have something wrong within me that I need to be mesaken, and I'm not there yet. And yeah, you krechts over it, you're upset about it, but you're honest about it, then he's going to dwell there. He wants you to do tshuva, yes, but kol zman you have that emes, he's going to be there for you. Hashoichen itam b'toch tumaysam, like we just said, tumaysam, the way it's spelled, taf mem aleph, saf endemem, besoich, you go in the word, the middle of the word, is the oisius emes. That's the truth. That even though we're tame, but we know the emes, our hearts are broken because of it, then Hashem will be shayra there. Eshkein es daka. He will dwell with those that are feel low. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem himself in the nekuda of emes, even though it's a small nekuda. Like tzimtzem atzmai ben shnei badi ha'orin. While by gaiva, I can't live with him. I can't live with him. So it's true. Hashoichen itam v'toich tumaysam. I dwell with them in their impurity. Whether they're on a high level, Klal Yisrael, whether they're on a low level, Klal Yisrael. And even if they're on the low level to the Bechina of Tamei, the Shechina will be there. And it'll be a Tainik for Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch will have Nachas. Ima Yanoichi B'Tzara, when it says that I'm in the Tzara, it's not just the Gashmi Stika Tzar. It's even in the Tumah, the Tzara of the Tumah, I'm there with you too. As long as you make the Emes and you Mitzar with me. Kolzman, that you didn't pull yourself out of it yet. It's sort of what the Gemara Chagiga Daf Tezayin Amibay says. Bizman Sha'odam Mitzar Ashkina Mitzar. When a person is Mitzar, the Shkina says, Kolani Meroishi, Kolani Mizrahi. My head hurts, my arm hurts. I'm going to go down with you. Hashem said, I will go down with you in Mitzrayim. In the Tumas Mitzrayim, I will go down with you. So the Ikar is that the Shechin is with us. Sai at the greatest heights and Sai at the lowest depths. He's with us all the time. Now, of course, this whole Torah that we just said is in contrast to what it says at the end of the parsha, right? It says, "Kamaisa eretz mitzayim ashi shafta ba loisasu, or kamaisa eretz kanan loisasu." I won't accept the fact that you have tumah and gili arayis and things like that in your midst. You have to get rid of it. It seems to be opposite of what we just said. Get rid of the ra, and then I'll be with you. So it's two different things here. We need to realize that, of course, we need to do everything we can to remove the ra from amongst us. V'yarta hara mikirbecha. We have to do the gedorim. We have to do our shtadlus. This is a kriya that said mincha yom kippur, the kamais eretz mitzrayim. Arayas, not erev yom kippur, on mincha yom kippur. Mincha yom kippur. Where all tainis sibbers you say vayichal. And on Yom Kippur, which really the whole Vayichal was a concept of Yom Kippur, the Mechila on the Cheta Egel. And yet we don't lay that, we lay this Parsha of Arayas. Many reasons for it. One reason is that we're already deep into Yom Kippur. We're like Malachi Asharis, we haven't eaten and drinking for a while. We could be margish more the importance of it with a Kedusha of how to stay away from these Inyanim. And to be careful, Mikanal Abba. And to do tshuva on it. But the idea is, though, we need to realize we have to try, we have to work, but as long as you have that nekuda of emes, then there is Hashoichin itam v'soich tumaisam. Hashem is with you in your struggles, as you're struggling, trying to help you out. As long as you're emes and you want to get out of it, and you're working hard towards getting out of it, as you're struggling, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you always. Now, the Sfas asks Akasha here. He says, if the Kavanah of the Pesukim of Kamaisi Eretz Yisrael, not to follow what Mitzrayim do and what the Kananim did, if it's just about the Arayas of the Parsha, why is it connected just with those two nations? Arayas is usher universally. And unfortunately, most of the world fell into it universally. Pashup Shad, of course, you could say that they were the worst. And they really stooped low, so that's why Hashem mentioned them. But the panemius of this is that, the way the Sfas Emes puts it, is that every maisa of a Jew, even the divrei reshus of a Jew, the mundane day-to-day things, he needs to do it in an elevated manner beyond what a regular person from the Umas HaOlam conducts himself that way. We need to be different. The Shloya Sani Goy means even on those refined things. When it says, I'm separating you from the nations, there's two types of Havdalas. There's a separation that's very clear, like the Havdalah we say on Matzah Shabbos, Bein Ur L'Choshech, Bein Yom L'Choshech, Bein Yom Ashvi L'Shesh Yisim Me'amais, the clear-cut separation as night and day is, as Tami and Tar is. That's a Havdalah that's very, very clear. And yet there is a Havdalah that's not so clear. That's subtle. Like Rashi says, when it says, V'vdalta beinat behema tmeya letmeya, I'm going to separate between the behema toira letmeya. Now the Chazal say on this, what do you mean separate? You can't tell the difference between a cow, which is kosher, and a donkey that's treif. Of course, they're recognizable. What do you need to separate them? You see it clearly. So he says, fascinating, you cut half of the windpipe and food pipe, it's treif. Roiv, which is a drop more. What's the difference? A mole saira, a hair's breadth. So the difference between Kedusha and Tumah, the difference between Kusher and Treif, is that Chutat Saira, that tiny little bit, that it went beyond the half of the food pipe and windpipe and cut through Raiv, which is just a drop. So you see, Avdolah could be even on something so subtle. So when a Yid eats and drinks and does his physical, what he does in his physical body, takes care of himself physically, he does it in a whole different way than the rest of the nations. And that's what he's saying. It's Azara. Yes, I'm going to talk about the Arayas, obviously. But Kemaisa Eretz Mitzrayim, don't even do things, even in your Hanhaga of day-to-day life. Act elevated. Raise the bar. Become higher people. Become Anshe Kodesh, become holy people. Another important thing is don't do like Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim and Maisa Eretz Kanan, even when they're doing quote-unquote good things, or they're doing their, whatever they feel their mitzvahs are, in the way they serve their Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. We do mitzvahs to be mekayim the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav. We don't do it out of habit. We don't do it without thought. We don't do it like with the way Yeshaya says, v'tiyirasam oisi mitzvahs anoshim ulumada, that it was just out of rote. And we certainly don't do it insincerely, like the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Befivus vasav kibduni velibi rochach mimeni." I honor Hashem with my lips, with my mouth, and my heart is far away from me. My heart is far away from the emuna. My heart is far away from the yiras Hashem. No, we don't do mitzvahs like that. We do mitzvahs connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means. V'chai bahem, we live this way. And that's what it means. K'maisa eretz Mitzrayim, k'maisa eretz Kanaan lo yisasu. Yes, don't do like them in their worst of the worst, like the Arayis mentioned in the parasha. But don't do like them even in the quote-unquote mitzvahs or their hanhaga, even the not bad hanhagas. Don't do it out of rote. Don't do it without thought. Do it because there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's telling you to do it. The Melech Malchei Amlochim, and you put thought into it that way, and do it totally differently, and that's how it's being meramis here. The Kamaisei Eretz Mitzrayim and Kamaisei Eretz Kanan. Of course, don't behave like the worst of the worst of it, but also in their mundane things, don't elevate the bar. Go higher, and so on and so forth. It's a beautiful parsha, Parshas Achrei Mois. We go back to Yom Kippur. It is a parsha of Masechtas Yuma. It's a parsha of Yom Kippur. And when you live with the parsha, that Yom Kippur comes back. And we need to really appreciate that. Big Day Kodesh Hain, their holy garments. V'chipa Ba'adoi with the garments. Big Day Kahuna is a big part of this parsha. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should be zeicha to feel the parsha, to realize the specialness of Yom Kippur and Avodas Yom Kippur. And even though we're not in the season right now of Yom Kippur, but like we said, the tzaddikim used to say they were very, very excited when it came to parshas like Parshas Pinchas. We had all the karbonis musaf, and we're back to Yontif. It's Yontif now. It's beautiful. And you have this a lot with tzaddikim felt when the parsha talked about something. They were tremendous besimcha when he had let's say the end of Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, we're back to the Shalosh Regalim. They felt it. We could do the same with Parshas Achrei. We feel the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, the Kurva of Yom Kippur, even though we're not in Yom Kippur right now, the Hashpa of it is within us. We also need to learn today, from the beginning of the Parsha, Achri Moishnei B'nei Aharon B'Karvasim Alafnei Hashem V'yamusu, how Aharon HaKohen was Vayidaim, he was Mekabel, the Gezeira, and he was always Oyhev Shalom and Roidev Shalom, and that was part of the schus of why he was Zaycha to represent us doing the Avodah for us, the Avodah Yom Kippur, because he was the Lev of Klal Yisrael, and he loved Klal Yisrael, he loved the Brias, he's Makarv of all the Torah, and that's how he activated through him as a Shliach to be Mechaper on all of Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.